It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. As boating activity is set to pick up in Wisconsin coming into the holiday weekend, communities statewide are debating the use of wake boats.
Residents registered nearly 1,200 wake boats in 2023. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. Despite being a small slice of the boats in the state, the debate over them is heated.
More than 80 local ordinances have been enacted to prohibit or restrict the use of the vessels around the state. Several of those went into effect just over the past month. Paul Smith is outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob. Great to be with you.
Now, for people who don't spend time out on the lakes and haven't seen these wake boats in action, give us a quick description. What is it that makes them unique?
These boats, Rob, are different from anything that we've seen throughout the progression of power boats here in Wisconsin. Very interesting watercraft. They have features. Often it's a ballast tank, but there are also fins that can be used. And these features are designed to create larger than normal waves. In the ballast tank example, they take in lake water. And these ballast tanks fill with gallons and gallons of water. And they what they do is increase the displacement of the boat. So it sits a lower in the water, and that creates larger waves. They're typically about 3 feet high. And these boats can go fast, but most of the wake surfing activity is actually done at a relatively slow speed, about 10 miles an hour. And so you might think it's a normal power boat. They often look, you know, similar from the outside, but they've got these features to create these bigger waves. And you would probably see them, you know, plowing along, creating a big wave and either towing somebody with a rope or having a wake surfer. These waves are big enough and strong enough that someone who's skilled can just use a surfboard and surf behind the boat with no tow rope at all.
And by the numbers you wrote recently, these are getting a lot of attention, but they are a minority of the boats out there on the water. How likely is it we'll see one of these given the number of boats out on the lake?
Yeah, if you go to a lake in Wisconsin where there's a fair amount of water sports activity, you have a fairly good chance of seeing one, but they represent a small fraction of the registered boats in Wisconsin. The latest data that I obtained from the DNR was from 2023, and they only had a few more than 1,000 registered wake boats out of about 600,000 registered boats in the state. That doesn't include boats that might be trailered here from out of state. So they're a smaller percentage for sure, but they've been generating a lot of complaints.
Right. You mentioned what people are doing to enjoy them. What about the people who aren't enjoying them? What are the key complaints here?
The key complaints are from people who live on the lakes that are experiencing bigger waves that disrupt their activities, and also shoreline. They feel like shorelines are being eroded more. Fishermen have complaints about underwater weed beds being wiped out by these boats because of the downward thrust. And there have been some reports of injuries, actually, from the big waves that caused people to fall in their boats. So those are generally the complaints. But one of the quotes that I've heard many times at meetings, and I've been covering this since 2023 on a regular basis, but you'll often hear people say that once a wake boat starts operating on a lake, that they own the lake because the waves are so large that a lot of the other activity has to really slow down. Now, that's not true on extremely large lakes. Large and deep lakes, there are far fewer complaints or conflicts.
You are watching also for local efforts to control these things. What are we seeing when it comes to local ordinances?
Yeah, Wisconsin law allows local units of government to pass ordinances. A common one is when you can burn your leaves, for instance. And so some town boards and village boards have been responding to their constituents, and they've been passing ordinances that either prohibit or restrict the use of wake boats. And They normally don't prohibit the boat from operating because these boats don't have to be used in that wake-enhanced mode. They can be used with the ballast tanks empty, for instance. But what the ordinance normally do is restrict or prohibit the wake-enhanced activity. And so there's 86 of those now in place across Wisconsin, and that covers about 410 lakes.
You are following this in Wisconsin, of course, but you cast your eye past our borders and found a state with more strict rules, statewide rules on wake boating, Vermont. What do we see there?
Vermont is different than Wisconsin in a fundamental aspect, and that is their Agency of Natural Resources, so the equivalent of our DNR, took the lead on this topic and got rules put in place that are more restrictive. And in fact, just this week, Rob, they made their rules even stricter. So they've reduced the number of lakes in Vermont to about 18 that are available for wake surfing. In Vermont, the lake has to be the wake surfing has to take place at least 500 feet from shore in water, a certain depth, and then the lake has to have a contiguous area of a certain size. And what they did was they just made that area larger. So it has to be able to accommodate a larger area, and that meant fewer lakes can do it. So Vermont is moving ahead with it. And I've interviewed people out there, Rob. I think that the public sentiment there is the same as it is Wisconsin. But in Vermont, their Agency of Natural Resources was willing to work with the legislature and politicians and get things put in place. The DNR in Wisconsin has issued a paper, a review of research on wake-enhanced boating, but it says that it doesn't have the authority to take action on it, which by the letter of the law, yes, is true. And they've encouraged local units of government to carry the day here. So at this point.
Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Paul Smith is outdoor editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Some local ordinances on wake boats have been met with lawsuits. WPR's Danielle Kading has been following those. She's a reporter in our Superior Bureau. Danny, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
Let's check out some lawsuits. One filed against the village of Elkhart Lake in Sheboygan County for its ordinance banning wake surfing and wake boat activity. Tell us a little bit about that suit.
Yeah, so the Elkhart Water Sports Alliance, which is a group of folks that use wake boats, they say the village's ordinance violates state law, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the constitutional rights of their members. And so they're arguing that the ordinance outright bans rather than restricts wake surfing and wake boats.
And there are complaints in the lawsuit around the argument that wake boating, the ban was to protect the health, the environmental health of Elkhart Lake, I understand. What does the science say so far about the impact of wake boating?
Yeah, it's still emerging. There's been a number of studies conducted, some of which have been funded by the boating industry. Those recommend that wake boats operate around 200 feet from shore to reduce potential effects of waves created by the boats on the shoreline. Other research from the University of Minnesota at the St. Anthony Falls Lab recommends distances greater than 500 feet from shore for wake boats when they're operating in that wake surfing mode to reduce impacts. And so there's been also some more recent studies from university researchers that say they should also operate in deeper water of 20 feet or more.
Another lawsuit against the town of Scott in Burnett County, trial date set there for October. Similar details there as the one in Elkhart Lake?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're represented by the same attorney as those suing in the village of Elkhart Lake. And they're also making those claims that it violates their constitutional rights under the public trust doctrine, which protects people's rights to use state waterways for boating, fishing, and swimming, but it also protects water quality and aquatic habitat. And as Paul said, you know, there's concerns that these boats are harming that. And so the Wisconsin DNR is basically charged with regulating those activities or projects that may affect those rights.
as Paul mentioned, the Wisconsin DNR says, hey, we can't issue statewide restrictions here like they did in Vermont without action in the legislature. There was some movement in the legislature. Nothing, I think, got passed. What did we see with bills getting introduced?
Yeah, Republican lawmakers introduced some competing bills to regulate wake surfing and wake boats. One would have required that activity to take place at least 300 feet from shore after some changes to the legislation. But wake boat owners or supporters weren't happy with that because they say 200 feet is enough. And then you had a coalition of around 90 groups who were also unhappy with that bill because they felt it didn't go far enough to protect shorelines. And they were backing another piece of legislation that would have required wake surfing to occur 500 feet from shore and in deeper water.
It seems like this has been a heated issue, Danny, in at least at local levels around particular lakes around the state. The testimony at these state laws, I imagine people felt strongly on both sides here.
Yeah, it's definitely raised a lot of emotion around this. You know, Paul mentioned some of the effects from boating or wake boats on lakes across Wisconsin. And there was one individual that I recall who testified that their child got knocked out of a wheelchair while they were on a boat when one of these wake boats came by because of the large waves that were created. Others, you know, are saying, hey, I have just as much a right to use these lakes as anybody else. And if you're going to restrict my ability to use these boats, then you're basically banning my ability to be out there and having a good time on them. And I already bought them and paid a bunch of money. So you're depriving me of my private property rights. So
as we wrap up, Danny, we're just kicking off boating season in Wisconsin. What are you watching for briefly?
Oh, I think we're going to see more ordinances, more lawsuits, more studies, more attempts to push for regulation at the state level.
And we'll have more conversations about this. Danny, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. We also heard from Paul Smith, outdoors editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at wake boating debates around Wisconsin.